chapter 23. And Sarah was 120 shana old. These were the Shene Hayai Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, the same is Hebron, in Eretz Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke unto the B'nai Chet, saying, I am a ger and a sojourner with you. Give me an ahuzah of a kever with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the B'nai Chet answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, Adoni, thou art a Nasi Elohim among us. In the choice of Kevarenu, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his kever, that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the Am Haaretz, even to the B'nai Chet. And he spoke to them, saying, If it be your nefesh that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and intercede for me to Ephron ben Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his sade, for the kesef male, he shall give it me for an ahuzah of a kever amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the B'nai Chet. And Ephron the Chiti answered Abraham, in the hearing of the B'nai Chet, even of all that went in at the shahr of his city, saying, Lo, Adoni, hear me. The sade give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee. In the presence of the B'nai Ami, give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the Am Haaretz. And he spoke unto Ephron in the hearing of the Am Haaretz, saying, But if thou wilt give it, now hear me, I will give thee kesef for the sade. Accept it from me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, Pay heed, Adoni, unto me, the land is worth 400 shekels of kesef. What is that between me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham paid heed unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the kesef, which he had named in the hearing of the B'nai Chet, 400 shekels of kesef, according to current merchant value. And the sade of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was near Mamre, the sade and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the sade, that were in all the borders round about, were deeded unto Abraham for a property in the presence of the B'nai Chet, before all that went in at the shahr of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his Isha in the cave of the Sade of Machpelah near Mamre. The same is Hebron in the Eretz Canaan. And the Sade and the cave that is therein were deeded unto Abraham for an ahuzah of a kever by the B'nai Chet.